This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Stephen Kramer will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the opportunity of this day. And as we are reminded that your word is being proclaimed around the world, we ask, O Holy Spirit, that your power may accompany it, to open our hearts and that we may see and hear the message that God has in store for us. We thank you that we live in a land where we are still free to hear that word, and we pray that as Americans, we may not take it for granted, but that we may realize that our strength, our comfort, and our direction is found in that revealed word that brings us your everlasting salvation. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Today I'd like to visit with you who listen to Christian Crusaders regularly and tell you what we're planning as far as the future of Christian Crusaders is concerned. At my request, the directors of Christian Crusaders have given serious consideration for several months in seeking out a person who would assist me as a speaker on our program. God has blessed me with good health, but when you have reached your 80s, one must face the reality that serious health problems can come. For example, if I should have a heart attack, as two of my friends did this summer on the golf course, who would continue the important work of preaching God's Word each Sunday on Christian Crusaders. As long as I am blessed with health, I plan to continue to preach regularly on this program. As I have told you often, I love to preach and thank God for the marvelous opportunities He has given me, and I will continue until He says, "That's enough, Homer." If He is saying this now, I don't hear Him, because I am just as enthusiastic about preparing the sermon now as I was 43 years ago when I became the speaker on the program. The board has chosen Pastor Stephen Kramer to be my associate speaker. In order that our listeners can become better acquainted with Pastor Kramer's voice and the style of his preaching, we have asked him to preach 4 times each year. When health no longer permits to be the regular preacher on the program, Pastor Kramer will become the regular speaker. Pastor Kramer is a senior pastor of the Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Apton, Minnesota. He is a graduate of Luther College and Luther Seminary. Stephen has a strong evangelical emphasis in his preaching, which has characterized the program for the past 70 years. Once the preacher had to live with a program originating right here in Cedar Falls, but with modern technology, this is not necessary. The program can be taped at any location and sent to our home office where it will continue to be produced. Cedar Falls will still be the home of Christian Crusaders. Nothing will change. And so, Pastor Kramer, we thank God that you have accepted the board's invitation to be the associate speaker and pray that God will bless you and make you a blessing to the many thousands of people who hear the program every Sunday.
Before I begin my message for today, I want to say thank you to the Board of Christian Crusaders and to Pastor Larson for inviting me to be a part of the Christian Crusaders mission team. I accept the invitation, and I see this opportunity as a great privilege. So thank you very much. Now to our text for the day. It's from Mark chapter 6, beginning at verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat, and they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place. The hour is now very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat." But Jesus answered them, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all, and all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish. Those who had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. Dear friends in Christ, a few weeks ago, I did a little sermon series with my congregation entitled, "That's What I Like About Jesus." And I remember sitting my staff down when I came up with this idea for a series and said, what is it that you like about Jesus? And they had all sorts of interesting responses to that. I like Jesus because his teaching methods were wonderful. I like Jesus because he's so faithful to me. And on the list went. And of course, there were the usual ones that would come immediately to mind. What I like about Jesus is he paid for my sins. I was a sinner and he was the perfect sacrifice for my sins. Someone else said, what do I like about Jesus? Well, he prepared a place for me in heaven. Someone else has said, what I like about Jesus is he knows me. He knows everything about me. Someone else responded on my staff, he tells me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear. One of the things that I had on my own personal list of what I like about Jesus is he stretches me. I have discovered through the years that when one gets involved with him, you need never be bored again. You will find him calling you to do things and putting you in places that will really stretch you. Those first disciples that accepted the call to follow Jesus would agree with me. They found themselves being continually stretched by their master. Today's story is just one more example. They had been sent out on a mission a little bit earlier by Jesus. That had to have been a stretch. They were to proclaim the kingdom of God and cast out evil spirits and heal people. Well, they went out and did that and came back very excited, unable to relax because people were just coming after them and coming and going, the scripture says. And Jesus said, we need to get away for a little retreat, let you guys rest. So they got in a boat and off they went to a deserted place. Now the crowds saw them, the people in the surrounding villages. You have to wonder, well, he saw them. It didn't say they saw Jesus, but they saw them. They were kind of like celebrities, I imagine, amongst some of these villages now. They saw this whole group, Jesus and his group. And when recognizing them, they ran around to the other side of the lake. And when Jesus and those disciples got out of the boat on the other side, there was this huge crowd waiting for them. The disciples were probably wondering, what now? What are we to do? As Jesus stood there with this strange look on his face, he muttered something to them, which gave evidence that he was having great compassion for these people. He must have said something like, these poor lost souls, they remind me of sheep without a shepherd out here. And to the disciples' surprise, he left them at the boat and went to the crowds and began to reach and teach to these people about the kingdom of God. I'm sure he told them of God's great love for them, told them about grace, and so on. And the disciples kind of disappear from the story. Until the end of the day, they show up again and say, it's late, now send them away. Jesus shocked them by saying, well, you give them something to eat. I have to wonder, when Jesus said that, was he smiling? Was there a twinkle in his eye? Because there were a lot of people there. They looked at all those people and said, where would we buy the bread way out here? And it would take 200 days worth of wages to feed this group, at least that. And Jesus pushed them a little more, and he said, well, how many loaves do you have? They went back and counted what they had on hand. They came back and said, 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Jesus said, bring them to me. Have the people divide up into groups and sit on the green grass. And after they sat down in their little groups on the green grass, which, by the way, kind of reminds me of Psalm 23, where David talks about the good shepherd. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He took the bread, our shepherd, and blessed and broke it. And somehow they distributed that food and everyone was filled. There were 5,000 men there that ate. Obviously, there were probably women and children as well. You can imagine the shocked looks on the faces of those disciples, not to mention the excited, hushed conversations between them. Can you believe he wants us to do this? They're going to go nuts when we run out. Now, in my mind, I can't help but imagine a very comical scene. They're gingerly or with a lot of worry on their faces starting to pass the food out. And soon we see those worried looks turn to shocked looks, and then almost with this look of wonder and awe, dancing around the people with their bread and their fish, breaking it off and smiling and laughing as they do it. Now, what was Jesus doing here? Well, of course, he was showing compassion, wasn't he? He was also displaying the power of the kingdom and the presence of the kingdom in this world. That was his message, and he wanted people to understand that. But another thing Jesus was doing that day was he was stretching the disciples. He was teaching them. That's what disciple means, to be a learner. First of all, we see him stretching their compassion, their ability to see people and to have a heart for them. It's interesting to note sometimes when you're studying these texts, the movement of the story, the physical movement. Do you notice what happens when Jesus gets out of the boat with those disciples? They pretty much disappear. Where are they? After all, they had just been empowered by Jesus a little bit earlier to go out and proclaim the kingdom and cast out evil spirits and heal people. They had themselves been vessels of that power of the kingdom. But they seemed to be off to the side, observing. Maybe thinking, I'm too tired for this. I need a break. These people are intruding on my time. They should have made an appointment. Who knows what they were thinking? But here we see Jesus going out into the crowds and beginning to teach them. And of course, he stretched their faith, didn't he? They had what some of us might refer to as analysis paralysis. They said, send them away so they can go get something to eat. Jesus says, you give them something to eat. And they said, how's that going to happen? It would take 200 days worth of wages, and there's no grocery stores out here to even purchase the bread. I heard someone say once about this story that those disciples had faith in Jesus, but not the faith of Jesus. Not the faith of Jesus in his Father's ability to bring the power of the kingdom to work in their midst. And he took their meager resources, didn't he? And he used it to God's glory. And many people were fed that day and amazed with his message and with the man himself, Jesus Christ. And they started to learn a little bit at a time. When it's for God's glory, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised at what could happen. People are still learning that today, you know. When we follow Jesus Christ and begin to take him at his word and listen carefully to what he says to us as he calls us to do things, and we carry that out, we find ourselves sometimes feeling very stretched. And with that stretching comes some amazing moments, and with those amazing moments come growth and maturity and excitement. For instance, when we take seriously Jesus' statement to go make disciples of all nations, what if we did that? What if we just went out and began to talk to people about Jesus in our regular conversations, in our network of relationships? My experience has been that when we do that, it's a stretch. I remember from my own personal experience, I knew I was called to lead people to Jesus Christ. I didn't take training, but when I finally did, I found myself after that training getting into some amazing conversations with people. And Jesus used those conversations and used me and my weakness. And since that time, I've had the joy of leading many people across the line of faith to receive Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Life got very exciting after I took him at his word and began to do what he told me to do. A couple of years ago, I was invited to go off to Peru in South America to do overseas missions. I don't speak Spanish. I'm not a medical person. It was a medical mission. I thought, what could God do with someone like me? But finally, I sensed he wanted me to, so I went. I can't wait to get back, because he used me in my weakness to lead people to the Savior. Let me tell you about Dick and Mary. They were led to Christ at our church a few years ago, and last year sensed Christ calling them to do ministry with senior citizens in our surrounding community, in the retirement homes, in the nursing homes. They had no experience leading worship or putting together a service. They didn't even play instruments. They really had no connections. But as they heard and responded to that call of Jesus that they sensed to minister to these seniors, they went to work, and they put their recruiting and organizational abilities into the hands of Jesus, and they are having the time of their lives and impacting a lot of people, elderly people, for the kingdom of God. Picture this with me. It's a Saturday morning. There is a group of about 25 members in our church fellowship area, nervously drinking coffee and talking with one another as they look at various opportunities to go out into the community that morning to serve somebody and give them a love touch in Christ's name. Some of them will go to gas stations and offer to clean a restroom. Others will hand out a meal and a gift to a family in our community who suffered the death of a father. Others will go to a local trailer court with free bread to give away, and a whole host of other little activities. They're nervous as they prepare themselves, but they sense the voice of Jesus calling them out of the building, into the community, to touch a life or two with the good news of God's love. When they return to the church at 11:30 for report-ins, the air is electric as people tell stories of what they did and the responses they received. There are tears and smiles and praying as they describe with excitement the fun they had out there as kingdom agents. You see, that's what I really like about Jesus. If you get involved with him and take him at his word and do what he says, he's anything but boring. He stretches us and he makes me come alive with new situations he leads me into. And what I'm learning is usually the only ability Jesus needs from me is my availability. Someone shared a story with me years ago, a personal testimony from a book that I share with my congregation now and then. And I close my message today with this story for you. It's a testimony which reads as follows. At first, I saw God as my observer, my judge, keeping track of the things I did wrong, so as to know whether I merited heaven or hell when I die. He was out there, sort of like a president. I recognized his picture when I saw it, but I really didn't know him. But later on, when I met Christ, it seemed as though life was rather like a bike ride, but it was a tandem bike. I noticed that Christ was in the back, helping me pedal. I don't know when it was, but he suggested we change places, and life has not been the same since. When I had control, I knew the way. It was rather boring, but predictable. It was the shortest distance between two points, but when Christ took the lead, he knew delightful long cuts up mountains and through rocky places at breakneck speeds. It was all I could do to hang on. Even though it looked like madness, he'd say, "Pedal." I worried and was anxious and asked, "Where are you taking me?" He laughed and didn't answer, and I started to learn to trust him. I forgot my boring life and entered into the adventure. And when I'd say, "I'm scared," he'd lean back and touch my hand. He took me to people with gifts that I needed, gifts of healing, acceptance, and joy. They gave me gifts to take on my journey, my Lord's and mine, and we were off again. He'd say, "Give the gifts away, they're extra baggage, too much weight." So I did, to the people we met, and I found that in giving I received, and still our burden was light. I did not trust him at first in control of my life. I thought he'd wreck it. But Jesus knows bike secrets, knows how to make it bend to take sharp corners, knows how to jump to clear high rocks, knows how to fly to shorten scary passages. And I am learning to shut up and pedal in the strangest places, and I'm beginning to enjoy the view and the cool breeze on my face with my delightful, constant companion, Jesus Christ. And when I'm sure I just can't do any more, he just smiles and says, "Pedal, pedal." Amen.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art smiling, do not pass me by. Let me at a throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, pass me by.
Lord, our prayer today is that you would help us to hear those cries of people needing the Savior. Stretch us so that we might be useful instruments in your hands. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Our speaker today was the Reverend Stephen Kramer, senior pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church of Afton, Minnesota. We pray today's gospel message helps fill your heart with the peace that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. A memorial gift or honorarium to Christian Crusaders is a meaningful way to remember a loved one on their birthday or some other occasion. Address your gift of remembrance to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. We thank each of our listeners who support Christian Crusaders with their gifts and their prayers. Today's program is available to be read or heard anytime on the internet. Visit us online at www.christiancrusaders.org. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's service are also available. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Stephen Kramer, senior pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders is now in its 70th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.